1067.
Join the conversation on Cape Talk.
The ANC has unveiled a 10-point economic reform plan. Cyril Ramaphosa said yesterday it is a bold effort to reignite growth, create jobs, and tackle South Africa's deep-rooted inequality. It will accelerate the government's medium-term development plan. It will include measures such as preferential electricity tariffs for key industries like steel and manganese, private sector participation in Transnet and port operations, the expansion of the presidential employment stimulus, strong emphasis on SMME growth, infrastructure investment, and professionalizing public service delivery through merit-based appointments. Brandon's cartoon in Business Day today has Cyril Ramaphosa gesturing to a cupboard of empty shelves. On top of the cupboard is a neatly packaged economic action plan. And the speech bubble says, he's holding, by the way, under his arm, something which says elections 2026. And the speech bubble has, citizens, don't give in to economic plan fatigue. This time it's different. Anne Bernstein is the founder and executive director of the Center for Development and Enterprise, and coincidentally today released a new report, South Africa's Unemployment Catastrophe, A Call for Urgent Action, and says that there are things that we must do to fix what is going on. Four areas. Fundamental reforms needed in four areas: making the labor market more employment friendly, fixing the dysfunctional skills system, unleashing the dynamism of small business, and removing obstacles to informal sector growth. Anne Bernstein, good afternoon.
Hello, John.
How much of an overlap between your four critical areas and the 10-point plan of the ANC?
Well, I'm intrigued that the president has said that he wants to massively scale up the presidential employment stimulus and other public employment programs. If we can focus on that, that's a big overlap on what we're talking about. And we're saying that if you look at the scale of unemployment in the country, 12.6 million people who would like to work but cannot find a job. If you look at that, then the idea that you respond to this with publicly funded jobs, which is what the presidential employment stimulus is in the main, is completely inadequate. It's not that the jobs in his employment stimulus are meaningless. These are public employment jobs for a few months, which they then end. But this is the wrong approach altogether. So that area of overlap, the other areas I could talk about, but I'd really prefer to talk about unemployment today and why we think that this is the wrong response altogether.
So preferential electricity tariffs for the steel and manganese industries, private sector participation in Transnet and port operations, infrastructure investment, professionalizing the public service. You don't think those things are necessarily significant generators of employment?
Look, you know, obviously we've been talking about the electricity situation for a long time. If we could get it fixed, if we could get effective transmission, a proper energy market for pricing, that would have an effect. But we're in such deep trouble now that you need to think very hard about the catalytic actions that the country requires. And I just think this hasn't gone far enough. But, John, I would really not like to talk about the program as a whole. It was only announced yesterday, and we've been very busy with our unemployment report. So I'm happy to talk about unemployment. Clearly, some of this, if it worked, would have some impact on employment, but this is insufficient, totally insufficient in my view.
And also there is this economic plan fatigue, because we had the National Development Plan, what, 12 years ago now, and then we had more recently the medium-term development plan, and now we've got the 10-point economic reform plan. So I think that economic fatigue, economic plan fatigue is entirely justified, and skepticism about whether this time it is going to be different and these 10 points are going to put meaningfully and effectively and honestly into action, I think dubious skepticism is entirely justified. Okay, then let's look at let's look at the four areas that you think at the CDE are absolutely critical. Making the labour market more employment friendly. ANC not too keen on that because of its trade union allies. Fixing the dysfunctional skills system. There's nothing in the government's 10-point plan about improving the education system and feeding into a more functional skills system. And they do talk about a focus on SMME growth. What do you mean by unleashing the dynamism of small business and removing obstacles to informal sector growth? What in practice would that mean?
Well, John, the country operates on the basis that small business development is a good idea. Who could be opposed to that? But we've chosen to do this through spending lots and lots of your and my tax money on officials promoting small business development. So we estimate something like at least 6 billion rand a year is spent by state agencies on promoting small businesses. We sent researchers in to tell us all about this. We cannot find any report on what impact this money has had. And we're saying change the whole paradigm. Let's ask the experts in our society, which are mainly in the private sector, to spend this money for us. Take half every year and say, we're going to competitively allocate this money to private institutions who will tell us what they will do to promote small businesses, dynamic, growing small businesses. And then we're going to ask them to report back very clearly on what they've achieved, not what they put in. I can tell you what the state puts in. You know, we supported 100 farmers, and then you never hear about that again. We want to know how the financial and other kinds of support to small firms, what impact does it have? Do they survive for the year? Are they growing? Do they employ more people? So this whole area of small business development needs a very different approach altogether, and we want value for money from our state expenditure. So we have a very different view on how to think about this. We're also saying that this boring topic of let's cut red tape, which everyone sort of says every year, department after department or the president, but we never seem to get anywhere. We're saying let's change this around. If you're serious about helping small businesses and improving the environment for them to operate, why don't we do something revolutionary and go and ask them what they think the major obstacles to their growth and expansion and employing more people actually is, and then let's act on those.
Well, I'm only partly tongue-in-cheek here, Anne. Isn't that part of what the national dialogue might deliver?
It might. I'm in favor of people talking to each other. I'd be very surprised if it does amidst the welter of other things, but maybe that will. But I would do it in a much more focused way. I know you're being facetious, but I would, you know, let's do it seriously. Let's talk to small firms, informal firms. What holds you back from employing more people? And let's see what we come out with instead of committees in government saying, yes, we must get rid of red tape, but don't touch this policy, don't touch that policy. Let's see what the entrepreneurs tell us, and maybe that would be a more effective approach. But to come back to employment, John, which I think is the key, this is the key crisis facing us. The president says in his doc statement, sort of well buried, We face an economic emergency. I agree with him. We face an unemployment catastrophe, which we're just not making headway on. Now, the first thing to do is growth. And I'm happy to come back on your program and talk about whether the president's 10-point plan is good enough to get growth going again. But the other part of growth is we need to make this economy not just bigger, which would be great, but a much more labor-absorbing economy. And yeah, that's what we're focusing on, to say that you've got to deal with this.
Yeah, we are more than beyond the time allocated. But I
would... Sorry.
No, that's fine. I was very interested in what you were saying. But we will get you back when there is a little bit more time to explore the growth conundrum and the unemployment conundrum a little more with you. Anne Bernstein of the Center for Development Enterprise.
EWN Traffic.
Happening now, there's a motor